98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
One thing we do here really well at 98 FM, we do play Dublin's best music mix. Mm-hmm. And we play some absolutely banging tunes. Yeah. And it kind of got me talking about the goosebumps that some songs can give you. We were kind of talking about in the break with Luke where we were saying like those songs that give you a bit of a thing.
Yeah.
It's actually called aesthetic chills, right?
I never knew that.
And this is a scientific name for this. So it's a feeling of like the swell of an orchestra. A choir moment. You said you love a choir.
I love a choir in a song.
Or like an emotional ballad. Like if you think about that whole thing, and it's become a bit of a meme at the moment because of the Whitney Houston, the bang for And I'm Telling You. Or not the song. You know what I'm talking about.
All I can think of is I Have Bodyguards. Nothing now. It's I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You. But there is certain moments of songs that give me complete like chills.
Mm.
Christina Aguilera's riff in Dirty.
Right? Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
Know, that's a really weird
The hair standing on end.
Fully. Yeah. Or Jennifer Hudson on I'm Telling You I'm Not Going. Like, I have sang that in the shower badly more times than I care to remember. More than 15,000 adults were asked to do a survey, and they were asked whether music, poetry, or art gives them a chill or a wave of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of given their bits that it's all to do with the brain scan and how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Is there a song or something that makes you feel that aesthetic chill, we'll call it?
What song? What about, okay, so it's not a recorded song, but what about when when Alexander Burke introduced Beyonce onto the stage?
I can't believe I'm about to do this moment. My idol Beyonce.
I guess that gave me chills.
That is such a weird example, but I'm totally here for it.
Yeah, I think that's what springs to mind. I didn't know it was called aesthetic chills. So that's when music makes your hair stand on end.
I'm gonna say this is another controversial one.
Go on. Another example.
Whenever I hear leave around,
what?
I always get this like giddy bang. I wouldn't say it's an aesthetic chill.
Fair enough.
But it's definitely a giddy bang.
Music making your hair stand on end is one of the best feelings ever. Well, there's one place that you won't be having aesthetic chills. By chance, United Airlines have officially had enough of people playing music out loud. So they've updated their passenger rules, and they now say that if you're watching videos or listening to music without headphones, you can be removed from the flight. So it's written into formal policy, and they're saying that if you play something out loud, they can kick you off the plane.
So will they kick a 4-year-old who's watching Cocomelon on their iPad off the plane? That's my question. No, that is the only time I will actually. Now, I probably would allow it if it was like a couple of seats away.
Yeah.
If it was sitting beside me, but I understand it's hard for parents when they're traveling.
Well, it's a rule as well. I think it was the DARS brought it in last year, wasn't it? Irish Rail said if you play stuff out loud, like you'll get a fine.
It's the voice notes or the phone calls for me.
Why do people have phone calls on loudspeaker?
And then turn it sideways.
Put the phone up to your ear.
Sometimes if people are listening to voice notes on public transport, I'm like, you know, if you put the phone to your ear, you can hear it. You don't need to listen to it at the side of the phone.
Although sometimes if the goss is juicy enough, I'm absolutely thrilled 100%. To be here with
you. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz and glamour. That's soundproof proof.
And a whole lot of prizes.
98 FM.
Yes, every single morning at this time, we play the chaotic and iconic game of Matchy Matchy. We give you three words, you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if you match three words with the presenter of your choice, there is some fabulous prizes on the line.
Here is AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
It's time to fly with this €250 flight voucher.
Win an automatic ironing machine.
And...
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Madonna, look at you.
Do what she says. Put a record on with this brand new record player.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Honestly, AI, Rebecca and Brendan bring me so much joy.
Never
every day.
Cease to amaze.
You just don't know what's going to come out of their mouths. Good morning to Sarah, who's in Colester. You're on 98 FM, Sarah. How are you?
We're great. Good morning to you.
So, Sarah, you say we're. Who's there with you this morning?
I have Lachlan and I have Grayson, and their little sister Willow and their little brother Cooper is listening at home.
Oh, good morning, guys. Sarah, I love every single name. They're incredible.
Gorgeous names.
Gorgeous names.
I believe there's a fan club in the car of a certain somebody who might be sitting beside me. Am I right, Sarah?
That's correct. We are Brendan super fans.
We really are.
We think he's underutilized.
Underutilized. What's rare is wonderful, Sarah. Super. You think this is amazing? I'm blushing, Sarah. Thank you so much. Come here. Did you have a nice weekend? I believe you saw something.
We did. Lots of more. What did we see?
Well, we went to three places.
Yeah.
We saw lots of frogs at Frog Spawn.
Go on.
Around Belbulvin.
Frogs and Frog Spawn.
Yeah.
And we went to the Marble Arch. We went to the Marble Arch Caves.
Oh, wow.
That's a great weekend.
I haven't seen frogs or frog spawn since. Why is it you only see them when you're a child?
Maybe.
Because you're lower to the ground.
Could be.
Is it?
Could be.
Not sure.
Well, listen, Sarah, I don't think I need to ask this question, but who are you going to play with this morning?
Oh, Brendan all the way.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. I've never had such a vote of confidence. You're in there.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Sarah, Lachlan, Grayson and all the gang, let's find out your words. Your first word for Matchy Matchy is true. T-R-U-E. True.
Crime.
True crime. Your second word is hall. H-A-L-L. Hall.
Way.
And your third word to try and win those fabulous prizes with Brendan is driving.
Driving license.
Okay, so to recap, for true, you said crime. For haul, you said way. And for driving, you've said license. Do you want to lock in those answers?
We'll lock them in.
You're locking them in. Okay, bring them back. In he comes. How was the booth?
Hello. How are you?
So listen.
There was a little fishing net in there.
What?
Looking for the tadpoles.
Well, look, the Brendan fan club have now voted and we are going to find out your words. Brendan, your
no
first...
No pressure, guys.
No pressure no. whatsoever. Your first word for Matchy Matchy is true.
Oh. Mmm. There's too many options.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, like, I'm gonna go with the first word that came into my head, which is false.
Okay, false. Your second word is hall. H-A-L-L.
Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Hallway.
And your third word is driving.
Test.
Okay, so for true, you've said false. For haul, you've said way. And for driving, you've said test. Have you matched three with Sarah, Lachlan, Grayson and the gang? No!
No, guys, I'm sorry.
You haven't, unfortunately. You did match one correct, which was hallway. For
hallway.
True,
yeah.
The gang said crime.
Oh, true crime. I was going to say true blue.
You both said hallway. And yeah. For driving, the gang said
range.
License.
Oh!
Driving license. Sarah, thank you so much for playing. We are going to send you out a 90 FM goodie bag. Thank you so much for joining us on.
Thanks a million.
Sarah, Lachlan and
Brendan.
Grayson.
We still believe in
you. Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much. Honestly, this is the boost I need.
A broken clock is right twice a day, Brendan. Okay. Keep it up.
I think there's a compliment in there somewhere, Sarah. Have a lovely day. We'll send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thanks, Sarah.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, don't live. It's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Yes, did you do something nice for yourself or did somebody do something nice for you? That could be your little win of a Tuesday. You've been texting us in and your WhatsApp voice notes on 087-798-9898. Pete in Clansky says, my little win is that I'm heading to Belfast with the wife for the weekend. Haven't been years, but a lot of planning to do. There's loads to do in Belfast.
Belfast is so fun and I love a bit of a geek. I love getting the Enterprise to Belfast. It's just
Like,
just get the train.
Nice and easy.
It's just so handy.
Very quick.
Yeah.
And there's loads of lovely restaurants up in Belfast as well.
There is.
Food. Yeah. Jackie's in Balbriggan. She says, my little win is that the husband defrosted the car for me this morning, so I didn't have to freak out about it before heading to work. I'm not going to lie to you, I had a bit of a moment of, oh, the car's frosted when I get into the car this morning. So good for you, Jackie, with the husband.
And always warm water, not hot, everyone.
Yes.
Here's Dervla.
Morning, guys. My good news is we got a note home from my daughter's class that there was head lice, dreaded head lice in the class. So I had to do the steel comb from hell and check. And the good news was my little girl didn't have head lice. Woohoo.
Excellent stuff.
That's
Dervla.
A little win if
it's
ever
a great
I heard
little
it.
Win. But everyone now is scratching their heads because the second you hear that word, you feel itchy. Here's Ben's little win.
And my little win is I got my PlayStation and it's really good. And now I'm heading off to school today. Bye.
Oh, Ben! And I'm delighted for you.
Ben, you'll run home now.
Exactly.
Wanting to play that game, but make sure you get the homework done first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. School will be great and then straight home to the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Here's Kevin.
Hey guys, my little win is I have made every single green light on my way to work, and that has never happened before in my whole life. So I must be able to win something today.
Kevin, that is the sign of great things to come. You must play the cash machine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Patrick's in Clondalkin.
My little win is I got a doctor's appointment for tomorrow. I don't have to wait over a week.
It's the small things, Patrick.
100%.
Love that. And here's Damo's little win.
Good morning, guys. Damo, happy Tuesday. My little win is also sort of sense orientated. I was in the kitchen the other day looking for something to press, and I came across an envelope with my name on it that I'd forgotten was there. I opened it up, and what did I find? A 90 FM air freshener.
Yay!
So now I'm all smelling nice as well this morning.
Love that, Damo. A 90 FM car freshener in a surprise envelope.
100%.
Smelling fresh. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing all of your little wins. Damo, Patrick, Kevin, Ben and Dervla, you're all getting a 98FM trolley key and some IMC cinema passes.
That's a perfect little surprise.
Isn't it? We'll do it all again tomorrow morning at the same time. If you've a little win you'd love to shout about, we'd love to hear from you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's
Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Now, Brendan, we're all mad to talk about food, and in just a little bit, you're going to be talking about a brand new restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant with a difference. Chat about that in the next few minutes. First up, though, if you know me at all, you'll know I really don't like heights.
Okay.
The fear is getting more rational with every passing year.
Okay.
I really can't do them. Safe to say that I had clammy palms reading this story this morning. Two people had to be rescued after their hot air balloon got stuck on a communications tower.
No. Couldn't do it.
1,000 feet in the air. This happened in Texas yesterday, so they were out for a lovely... did you say sail? What do you do with a hot air balloon?
You just sail?
I feel like you sail.
Maybe you glide.
Glide and sailing.
Whatever.
Through the air in their hot air balloon when it got caught on a pylon.
Ooh.
So they were left dangling in the air until the fire brigade turned up to save them.
Terrifying.
Cannot cope. Really not an easy mission. The fire brigade said that their ropes weren't long enough for how high up in the air they were. And they had to climb up and back down the 1,000 foot high tower.
I just shivered. I'm like you, heights are not my friend.
Can't do it. It took them 4 hours to get them down. And then one of the fire brigade said that everyone, including themselves, was quite stressed and anxious.
I think they felt better once we had harnesses on them and had them secured in, because it certainly was not stable, did not look stable. Obviously didn't go anywhere and hasn't yet, thankfully. But it's just a basket that was swinging pretty good in the breeze there. And they're just hanging out in that basket with a partially torn balloon wrapped a few places.
It's the pendulum swing of the basket for me that really kind of sets it off, because they weren't just locked in and strapped to the pylon. No, they were just swinging.
Yeah. Now, you would imagine that I would never set foot inside a hot air balloon.
Okay.
I have done.
Why?
Because I was younger. I was in my 20s.
Okay, right.
I got invited to go on a glass bottom hot air balloon in trim.
And how did you feel about that?
It was totally fine. This sense of calm came over me. And I stood inside the basket of the hot air balloon, which had a glass bottom, and set sail over trim.
And were you okay the whole time?
I was weirdly okay.
You enjoyed it.
I don't know why. Yeah, ended up on the front page of the Irish Times.
Very good.
Yes, did you?
Claim to fame there.
I tell you. finally this morning, a swanky new restaurant has opened in New York City that it is virtually impossible to get a reservation for. It's called Ava, and it looks gorgeous. Cinematic, dim lighting, minimalist interiors, and an intimate atmosphere. Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Sounds like my house.
There is one catch, however. They only offer tables for one.
Oh.
Now, I do enjoy the odd bit of solo dining.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a table for one that isn't strictly solo. It's a restaurant designed to go on a date with an AI bot.
Ah, now here.
So the restaurant looks regular until you pay closer attention to what's on each table. Sitting atop them is a stand where each diner places their phone. To get a booking, you have to download the restaurant's app and you basically create an AI partner to go on a date with, right?
Yeah.
Ava says that it hopes its restaurant will, this is their quote, normalize AI companionship.
Ah, now come here to me.
So inside the restaurant, you don't need to interact with any other human. And you're free to chat away with your AI date or sit there just in silence. I'm assuming that you order via a QR code or via the app or something.
Yeah, and then, but only a plate for one comes. So when you're
true.
When you're betting to your fish and chips, then and you're like, so
are they just staring at you,
Megan? How's yours? Do you know what I mean? Are they just looking at you? Or are they judging you eating your fish and chips?
But I could also see the movie version of this. Instantly.
I only watched Megan 2.0 last night now.
Oh,
so this is
really?
Literally
giving me
deals on this.
So for me, the movie version of this restaurant would be the two humans go on dates with their AI bots and then they bump into each other coming out of the bathroom, fall wildly in love and realise that there's nothing better than human connection.
I can't wait for first dates AI. That's all I'm saying.
Call me Richard Curtis.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Now, Luke Thomas on the streets of Dublin. Up in my city. 98FM. Turn
it on. 9:46 on Tuesday morning, and it's time to check in with our Luke. Luke Thomas, how are you?
I'm great. I'm here with Enda at Spin Dizzy Records, and we're having a good time. Here we are. We're kind of inspired. We're inspired by the prizes that you're giving away on Matchy Matchy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the prizes is a vinyl player.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here in a record shop and we're going to play a quiz. Will we have a little quiz? Will we, Enda?
Absolutely, yeah.
We'll have a little quiz is what we're going to do. So get ready, boys. Here we go. All right, we're
okay,
going to have a
here
quiz.
Here we go, yeah.
So I'm going to give you five album titles and very, very simply, you just give me the year of release. I know the two of you are huge music buffs. I know that.
Yeah.
So okay. A year of release. Okay, very, very okay. Quickly, here we go. What's the first one here? Dua Lipa, Future Nostalgia.
Oh, Brendan.
Give us a year. Give
Brendan.
Us a year. Brendan.
I'm going to say 2021.
Ooh, okay, Paul.
I'm going to say 2023.
No, neither of you get a point. 2020!
2020!
Yeah! Okay, up next. There we go. That was nice. There we go.
Bit of future nostalgia there.
Album number two, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
Oh.
God.
2003?
Oh,
okay, Paul.
Oh, no, is that completely off?
Oh, God. Why do I want to say 2014?
Yous are brutal. Yous are absolutely. 2006.
Oh,
2006.
I wasn't that far off.
I was.
Okay. I'll give you a clue with this one. Okay. One and only album from the 80s. George Michael, Fate. It's the one where he had that earring in of the crucifix. So it's in the 80s, guys.
89. Yeah.
I'm going to just use my birth date and say 87.
87, Paul. Yes indeed.
Yay!
Okay.
Well done.
Okay, we've two albums to go. You might know this one. The Spice Girls Forever. The Spice Girls Forever.
Oh.
What year was this one released?
1999.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Well, say one year above that, Paul.
2000, Luke.
Yeah. Okay, last
wow.
one. Yeah, I know. Last one. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. This is going to the 90s. This will give you a clue here. The 90s.
Okay. 1995.
And I'm going to say one up again, 1996.
1993 is our brutal, boys.
Absolutely,
is our absolutely
brutal.
But Paul, you won with 2 points. Congratulations.
Well,
congratulations.
Well.
So Luke, you're in Spin Dizzy Disco, am I right?
I'm in Spin Dizzy Records here. Sorry. And they've had CMAT, they've had Ketama. They have a lot of acts coming in here, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Foy Vance be here on Friday, and we have a character called Seamus Fogarty this Sunday coming up, so plenty. Check the website for instance.
So live gigs in the record store here in Georgia Street as well. It's all going on.
Excellent.
It's all happening.
We'll absolutely check out more on 98FM's Instagram or at 98FM Dublin. Luke, thanks a million.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.